Ian Schultz. I'm glad to see the world is now running neck and neck with my view of it, even though it's not making me any money, which, oddly enough, also coincides with my worldview that apparently I am never going to make any money. I learned in Slate magazine of a brand new catchphrase, flat is the new up. According to writer Daniel Gross, the phrase originated in the media world, the old media world, that is. According to Slate, quote, in industries such as magazines and newspapers in which both circulation and advertising pages seem to be in long-term decline, editors and managers have been patting themselves on the backs for simply treading water, unquote. Things aren't worse, ergo, things are better. Clearly, there's a logical fallacy here, but since when has that stopped America? The phrase apparently has now drifted into law firms, real estate companies, banks, investment firms, and, I'd like to think, my personal life. My knee only hurts as much as it did last year. Flat's the new up. I haven't been late with my rent any more than last year. Flat's the new up. Not dead yet. Flat's the new up. Not exactly rear number one, now, is it? Still, it could be worse. That is, flat is the new up. Things have been getting worse for so long now, when a day goes by when worseness does not occur, it sends a little frisson of victory up my particular spine, which is kind of pathetic, I suppose. The scab isn't festering. Woohoo! I still have one leg. I rock. I'm not the star of a reality television show. Thank you, Lord. I haven't been tapped to be a vice presidential candidate. Thank God for small favors. Remember the phrase in The Kingdom of the Blind, the one-eyed man is king? Then maybe another way of saying half-sighted is the new 2020, or half-cocked is the new cocked, or comatose is the new awake. In the real world, or to stick with the metaphor of the blind world, the one-eyed man would have to pretend to be blind, otherwise he would be found out because he doesn't bump into unfamiliar surroundings as much as everybody else. He would have to close an eye and stumble forward, hoping for the best. Does that sound cynical? Well, cynicism is the new hope. Here's my resume. Call me. Oh, wait, I don't have a phone anymore. Not to worry. Lack of communication is the new communication. I gotta go.